This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Follow me on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. Sean, thanks for coming on.
Sparky, good to be on with you. Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you coming on. Listen, I couldn't think of anybody better to talk about this matchup than you. Being a former NFL quarterback, there's all kinds of conversation and comparisons, has been since last year, between Jordan Love and C.J. Stroud. Orlovsky was just on ESPN, and him and Stephen A. were going back and forth about this yesterday, about who the better quarterback is now, who the better quarterback is long-term, and so forth. You see Stroud play all the time. Your thoughts on C.J. Stroud and the comparisons that continue to get made to Jordan Love?
You know what blows my mind, Sparky, is that you can – both they could both be elite special players and win. I don't know. I mean, we are so caught up in, you know, debate TV over who's better. Listen, if I took Jordan Love, who I think is fantastic, great feat, did it a different way than we do now, Steve. They do it by him not having to play right away. Normally, and Green Bay's been known for that, obviously, with Favre to Rodgers, Rodgers to Jordan Love, to be patient through that and then to sit back thinking, man, I wish I was playing, but still learn, listen, two ears and one mouth to use them accordingly. So when the time comes, you seize that opportunity. He did. And unlike Stroud, who comes in the first year, you put him in on a three-win team and they win 10. So, you know, the debate, we always want to compare different eras. I love them both. Now, there's some things to like and there's about them that are similar, and there's things that they do different. Stroud's underrated with his legs, can extend the play. But that's not something he'll lean on unless he has to. We know that Jordan Love not only is a hell of a thrower, but makes things happen on the run. I think he's a little more natural outside the pocket than Stroud is. Stroud's as good as intermediate thrower. Steven, I'm not a big hyperbole guy. I'm really not, and a hot take guy. Early in their careers, let's just put it that way, Stroud's as good a mid-level, that 12 to 18-yard in cut, the comeback. He's at layering balls just over guys and just before secondary gets there. There's no better intermediate thrower on time and in rhythm than Stroud in this league, and he's, you know, hadn't completed two seasons. I love Jordan Love's poise. I like his accuracy. They both have that in common. Both of them have arms that can throw it into wind. It doesn't matter in any element. And my favorite thing about them both is they seem to have this ability late to – you know, I think about, and I'm not putting them in the greatest players ever, way too early for that, but the great ones do have that ability. I've sat next to them. I wasn't one of them, but us mere mortals don't have what some of them have, is the ability to, in the heat, the worst time of a game. Now, you're going to have games where you don't play your best, but at the worst time of a game, that, you know, when it's pressure and everybody else around you is, you know, choking on their own spit, they have there's an ability to calm themselves. I've seen it with Stroud on a regular basis. See, they haven't even played their best football yet this year. They're 5-1 and have not had a complete game yet. He finds ways, you know, when Mixon was out, now with Mixon back. And Jordan Love has that ability. Think Dak Prescott for a second. Prescott is a really good player, but Dak Prescott has to have great players around him for him to elevate. He was a, you know, runner-up in the MVP, good player. But if you take, as you can see, give him one receiver, CeeDee Lamb, they're limited offensively. They can't run it. He can't carry a team. Jordan Love has that ability. I've already seen Stroud with it. We know Josh Allen, his weapons haven't been, you know, they go get Cooper, but he's been limited weapons and he's taken over games. So there are a lot of similarities. We don't need to compare them. Green Bay's got a guy that is going to be special for a long time. And the Texans have a guy, and we want to compare everybody to these young guys that, well, the next guy coming up and the three rookies that are starting now are pretty good. But that's not the norm. The norm is to struggle, have some games where you're good, have some games where you're bad. These two guys, and I know Love's not a rookie and he's in the infancy of his career, but poise, leadership without begging for leadership, and the ability to play off schedule, but also throw on time with accuracy from the pocket and anticipate. Both of them have it. I said on my show over a week ago that we're looking at two of the guys that is for the next decade, every year we'll be talking top five MVP talk.
That's a beautiful thing. That's great to hear as a Packers fan, obviously, and as a Texans fan as well. Time with Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790 in Houston, former NFL quarterback. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Let's talk about how defenses play against Mr. Stroud and how they're successful. Earlier in the show, Charlie, my producer, and I were going back and forth about how to go about this, because the Packers' first couple weeks of the season, and against Kyler Murray to a certain degree, have been very conservative, not blitzing necessarily a whole ton, relying on four or five guy pressure to get there because they didn't want to get burned by, you know, a Hurts or Richardson or a Murray beating them with their legs. I argue that if I'm the Green Bay Packers, I try and bring pressure and blitz C.J. Stroud because it just doesn't feel like he's somebody that's trying to run at every given moment. He's trying to make a play with his feet and his eyes, similar to Jordan Love, more than run.
Sparky, I get exactly where you're coming from. Let me tell you one part of that, why you mentioned those names that they played a little more zone. You know what they're telling you when your defense plays like that? They're telling you they don't trust the opposing quarterback to be patient enough to get through his reads. At times, playing zone is tougher on a quarterback. Now, you hope you get pressure with four. Listen, the best in the whole world, right, is the Giants Super Bowl against the Patriots, where you pressure with four and you play seven behind it, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, but not everybody has those four guys, that's unfortunately.
Exactly,
yeah.
That's exactly right. So, but even then, if you can get the, you know, sacks and pressures, if you can disrupt them, but a lot, Murray, what is the talk about him and his career? Dynamic talent, but is he mentally ready to go in a game, prepared enough? These guys who rely on feet first, instead of going read, 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 run, some guys go read, read, run. They bail early because they know their crutches to lean on, those legs. And in zone, sometimes you get impatient and won't get through your progressions. Now, the risk you take against those guys in blitz is it's a one-man read. If they get a man-to-man press and you can throw a fade ball, comes out quick. But also, if you blitz and miss, you're in trouble. To your point about, okay, well, Stroud's a bigger body, not apt to scramble, but the ball comes out. He doesn't hold it long, and he does get through his progressions. And a lot like Jordan Love, the difference is both have the ability to beat you with his feet, and they're both facing, both these defenses are facing some problems this week, and I'll tell you why. So, yes, I think first off, to answer your question about that, Sparky, is if I was playing Stroud, I would, just like I would with on an offense when I want to confuse the defense, I'd go multiple formations and personnel groupings, but just do one play three different ways. Contrary to that, on defense approaching him, if you just sit back in two deep zone, first of all, they're going to run it with Mixon, and your front seven better be great because he's a grown-ass man, and he's a football-playing Jesse. He will punish you. You see the two games he's played in, full games, they've been dominant at the line of scrimmage. So with Stroud, you set him back there and let him get through it and bore him with coverages. He will kill you with that football. If you pressure him and then give him some zone and drop into, I think you got to be multiple. I think you got to do it with Love too. What both bring this week is defenses and a lot of injuries to the Texans. They're banged up in defense. That's why I favor the Packers in this game in a close one. But is their ability? You're not a one-dimensional team. You've got thumpers on both sides with Mixon and Josh Jacobs, who if you need them to touch it 30 times, they can. But you've got quarterbacks that if the run game is lacking, they both can carry you on their back. So I don't think you can afford either quarterback to know, oh, they're zoning me up 80% of the time and I know it. You better create confusion because if they get to set their feet, forget it. And Stroud will set his feet and throw it out. Their penalties have been a problem with the Texans, at least early in the season, and some pressures that they've taken. And that is someplace you can exploit if, in fact, you do it multiple and don't line up and just say we're rushing four all day or we're going to blitz six all game, because he'll eventually get you. And he's proven that game in and game out for the last 2 years.
The other thing about the Texans offense, and we talked about, you know, the importance of stopping Joe Mixon for sure in this game, but the other part of it is Nico Collins was blowing up and just being an absolute stud up until that hamstring injury. But my thing is, Tank Dell has not had a Tank Dell game like he had last year yet to this point. And I think that's kind of my fear going into this. All of a sudden, Tank Dell gets two gigantic plays and two touchdowns. You're like, what the heck is going on? You were all worried about Stephon Diggs.
Sparking, he's capable of that, right?
Yeah.
He is. He's capable of that. And they haven't been quite as aggressive vertically. I mean, when Nico's in there, it's different. He's become the number one guy. And it goes back to our early point of guys being able to win even if their best weapons aren't on the field. And Nico Collins, who has become ahead of Diggs, he's their number one receiver. And with him being out, obviously it limits a little more bandwidth that the Green Bay will have to cover. But Tank Dell is capable working out of the slot, and if you get him in space, he played better last week. He was a little bit more involved, and I would expect not only in the run game, but mixing in the pass game, in the screen game, and in the option game to try to put some linebackers in secondary and pressure and mismatch because he's really good out of the backfield. I love this game this week. I do. But you are 100% correct. Somebody else has to elevate if you're the Texans and do something special this week. And it's time for Tank Dell to be that, if they want to get to the next level, seven catch, 110 yards and two touchdowns, because he is capable. But now Stroud distributes the ball. I think it's going to be one hell of a game, and I can't wait to see how both defenses, first of all, deal with the run and then deal with two quarterbacks that can make every throw.
Sean, I can't let you go without before letting you talk about pro sports fans. You started that website, what was it, last year, the PSF app?
The app, yeah. The group, they're a lot smarter technology than me, but and it's we now got a peer-to-peer betting on it and a gambling app, and the fact that subscription app, it's pretty cool because it's the best fan engagement app I've been on, that you can go in there and we let them into the room and fans are part of it. The fans never get a seat at the table, Sparky, other than when they call our shows, right?
Right.
This allows them to engage and be part of it and peer-to-peer betting on it if they want to go, and you get to engage with your favorite people, and they're in the chat room with you, and every game, they're having in every city, a Manning-type, our Manning, the podcast and that type of thing that they do, Gamecast, to keep you abreast. So it's cool. There's still a lot of room to grow, but it's in its infancy, and I'm pretty excited about it. And, I try to involve myself as much as I can, but I love having new talent join us because there's some talented people that need to be found out there. And my favorite thing is that the fans get a seat at the table all the time with PSF.
He is Sean Salisbury, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Unfiltered. As always, a pleasure having you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Mark, I appreciate you asking. Thanks for having me on, brother. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Sean Salisbury, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.